Benvenuti al Think Tank di Ewin.
Welcome up to Ewin Think Tank.
Marhaban bikum fi Think Tank.
Bienvenidos a Ewin Think Tank.
Herzlich willkommen zu unserem Ewin Think Tank.
Bienvenue Think Tank, Ewin.
Amazing, thank you so much.
Welcome back to our Think Tank mini-series where Sam and I are bringing Think Tank 2025 straight to your podcast feed.
Over the next few episodes, we're recapping days one and two of Think Tank. We'll give you the highlights from the day's sessions as well as attendee takes straight from the conference floor. Day one of Think Tank over. I've been working on this for quite a long time. What was, like, say, top two highlight moments for you of the day?
Top two. I mean, it's hard to look past the two keynote sessions, particularly because I got a chance to speak to both of them here in the studio after their presentations. Scott Galloway, obviously, big fanboy over here.
Biggest fanboy over here. Rob's, like, blushing, I think, just talking about it now.
Got to talk to him a little bit about the implications of AI and general marketing trends as well. So look forward to listening to that particular excerpt very, very soon. And then we've literally just had Karen Nelson Field leave the studio where she was chatting to you and I, Sam, which was a nice moment, was it?
Very nice. It was the first interview we've done together in Portugal, so really kicked it off on a high note. I would say that was certainly a highlight for me. And I also really enjoyed Adam Ross's session this morning, where he debuted some really exciting things at AUN. Can't mention all of them right now, but I hope it gets all of our listeners and our customers excited.
Yeah, spring release is here. So there are a whole mix of different products, platform upgrades that have been launched now. So there's some amazing stuff for customers to check out and well worth looking up on the ewin.com website.
Exactly. And if you're at the event and you have questions about what's come out in the spring release or anything about Ewin, whether it's the platform, the partnerships, even our share sale upgrade, stop by the Ewin stand at the Think Tank event and we'd love to talk to you. We asked attendees to share their main takeaway from the day sessions and talks.
If you want to share your POV, just come find our roving mic at any point during the day.
My name is Gary Winter. I think it was a fantastic speech from Adam Ross earlier today, and he opened up with a look back through time and reminded everybody that when Ewin first started, this was a very early time in the internet, and to sort of look back now, as well as making you feel old, also underpinned what we believe in, what we're seeing, which is this rapid evolution of the industry. But visualizing it in that way, when you look at what the internet was 20 years ago, it's mind-blowing, and Adam demonstrated that quite well.
I'm Tim Martin Harvey. So in Adam Ross's presentation this morning, something he mentioned was the clock analogy, and that the four pillars of what people think affiliates is only sits in that pre-purchase state, and actually we need to be looking at the full funnel, looking at that purchasing stage and the post-purchase opportunities, and thinking about where our customers are and where we need to be interacting with them.
So for those that weren't at Think Tank, our CEO of Ewin, Adam Ross, spoke to attendees about the past, present, and future of Ewin and the wider affiliate industry. All right, Rob, I know what Adam Ross's speech covered is also a topic close to your heart and something you're passionate about, so would love to kind of like get your reaction.
Yeah, I think I agree with Gary. I feel really old.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about this on the podcast before too, like your bad back and all of these things.
So, I mean, I was 16 in 2000. So I was right actually at the point where Adam was talking about, you know, things like Napster, AOL Instant Messenger. I was like early adopter of both of those things. That definitely resonated. And it's good to hear actually that it resonated for the audience as well.
I think when we played the like AOL dial-up tone for everyone, I haven't saw a couple of people's eye twitch of like, oh man, I didn't think I was ever going to have to hear this again.
Yeah, exactly.
And then really thrilled to hear Tim talk about the clock model. I think that was actually a concept that he was very familiar with, but not in the way that we had framed it and Adam had framed it today. And it's something that we're obviously very passionate about here at Ewin. It's something you and I have personally talked about quite a few times, and great to hear it like truly resonating with him. And the fact that like Snap, he can then encapsulate that and communicate that outwards is quite impressive and like a good pat on the back for everyone here too.
It's always interesting to see what people's reactions to the clock model concept are, and it's great when it resonates for them and it makes sense, like that positioning of affiliate beyond the traditional funnel, getting into these spaces in that purchase and post-purchase segments of the customer journey, which makes total sense. And obviously it was amazing for Adam to present that
and then Scott Galloway. I know, we could not have planned that better.
Yeah, so I think that was a nice little piece from today.
Yeah.
My name is Chris Ritchie. So I was really blown away by the Scott Galloway talk. I mean, it was just mind-blowing. His energy was amazing. And, you know, I knew that AI was going to be important in our workflow and how it's taking things to the next level, and just reinforced the idea that that needs to be incorporated in businesses for them to survive. I mean, I loved how he tied it back to the internet days, because that's kind of like what I feel now is happening, is that it's kind of like the rebirth. Like when the internet and people were trying to figure out whether it was going to be sustainable or not. And then now with AI, it's like another disruptor, and we're in this again. It's a super exciting time for anybody that wants to embrace the technology.
My name is Rose Blackmore. I think with AI and so many of the fears around AI and what it's going to do with taking away jobs, etc., what's going to be so very important for the future is relationships. Relationships are 1,000% what drive this business. And I think the more you are good at developing deep and lasting relationships, your job will be stable.
Scott Galloway's session today was titled AI Optimist, and he took a deep dive into the current state of AI.
I mean, I loved Scott's session and could not agree more with Chris and Rose. Rob, you've heard me joke that ChatGPT is my hardest working employee. Mm-hmm. Unlike you, he's also a man, because in my brain, he's a man that I can boss around. But
what do you mean, unlike me?
That I can boss around. I was enthralled with Scott's session, and particularly what is that healthy versus over-reliance on LLMs and AI, and hearing Scott even uploads his tax returns, his MRI scans,
everything
to ChatGPT just to understand the data and understand how the algorithm is building. It was incredibly inspiring to find like other ways that we can incorporate AI into our working life and our personal life. A little bit terrifying too. I think, again, this is like that fine line of like too much versus not enough reliance on AI and even data itself, but just a fascinating presentation and some incredible like use cases.
Yeah, it was interesting the way that he talked about data's kind of useless unless you're refining it, unless you are making it actionable. And I think that a lot of it comes down to the value of the Gen AI platforms like ChatGPT is that they're able to make that data useful to you.
Well, I think in the way that you get that is by continuing to interact with it and continuing to use it and seeing the prompt that he gives ChatGPT of like, you know, I am, what did he say, a wealthy white man in the midst of a midlife crisis who wants to feel young but isn't young and has a lot of money to spend. Where should I go for dinner? I remember it because it's very prescriptive in the prompt. And he was saying, you know, he'll write emails or ask questions to like give it back to me in the voice of Scott Galloway. Mm-hmm. So like continuing to build the LLM data to like get the best possible result.
Yeah, yeah. He framed it all around like being an AI optimist. Mm-hmm. And there was quite a lot of it that I don't know if I felt that optimistic.
He was an optimist for like an American New Yorker,
yeah,
you know?
He's a cynical optimist.
Yeah. It's like me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. The point that Rose made at the end, actually talking about the importance of relationships during this era that's developing around us when technology is becoming more and more sophisticated, I think that was definitely something that resonated for a lot of the audience.
Thanks again for joining us on this special Think Tank episode of AWIN Win Marketing Podcast.
It's been a fantastic day, and we are
very excited for tomorrow. Rob is so excited. The words
so excited.
Have
I keep getting tired and excited.
I think
mixed
so.
Up,
this is like,
yeah, I'm
this
excited.
Is, for anyone that's been to a Think Tank, that's been to an event, you know, like your brain leaves you about 3 p.m. and your body's still here. But we're very excited to speak with everyone tomorrow, to see everyone tomorrow. Again, if you're at the conference, come see us at the AWIN stand. Look for our roaming mic. And until next time.
Bye.